try reminding yourself from time to time, this is it. See if there is anything at all that it cannot be applied to. Reminding yourself that acceptance of the present moment has nothing to do with resignation in the face of what's happening. It simply means a clear acknowledgement that what is happening is happening. Acceptance doesn't tell you what to do. What happens next, what you choose to do, that has to come out of your understanding of this moment. You might try acting out of a deep knowing of this is it. Does it influence how you choose to proceed or respond? Is it possible for you to contemplate that in a very real way, this may actually be the best season, the best moment of your life? If that was so, what would it mean for you? Capturing your moments. The best way to capture moments is to pay attention. This is how we cultivate mindfulness. Mindfulness means being awake. It means knowing what you are doing. But when we start to focus in on what our own mind is up to, for instance, it's not unusual to quickly go unconscious again, to fall back into an automatic pilot mode of unawareness. These lapses in awareness are frequently caused by an eddy of dissatisfaction with what we are seeing or feeling in that moment, out of which springs a desire for something to be different, for something to change. You can easily observe the mind's habit of escaping from the present moment for yourself. Just try to keep your attention focused on any object for even a short period of time. You will find that to cultivate mindfulness, you may have to remember over and over again to be awake and aware. We do this by reminding ourselves to look, to feel, to be. It's that simple. Checking in from moment to moment, sustaining awareness across a stretch of timeless moments, being here, now. Try asking yourself in this moment, am I awake? Where is my mind right now? It helps to have a focus for your attention, an anchor line to tether you to the present moment and to guide you back when the mind wanders. The breath serves this purpose exceedingly well. It can be a true ally. Bringing awareness to our breathing, we remind ourselves that we are here now, so we might as well be fully awake for whatever is happening already. Our breathing can help us in capturing our moments. It's surprising that more people don't know about this. After all, the breath is always here, right under our noses. You would think just by chance we might have come across its usefulness at one point or another. We even have the phrase, I didn't have a moment to breathe, or to catch my breath, to give us a hint that moments and breathing might be connected in an interesting way. To use your breathing to nurture mindfulness, just tune into the feeling of it. The feeling of the breath coming into your body and the feeling of the breath leaving your body. That's all. Just feeling the breath. Breathing and knowing that you're breathing. This doesn't mean deep breathing or forcing your breathing or trying to feel something special or wondering whether you're doing it right. It doesn't mean thinking about your breathing either. It's just a bare bones awareness of the breath moving in and the breath moving out. It doesn't have to be for a long time at any one stretch. Using the breath to bring us back to the present moment takes no time at all, only a shift in attention. But great adventures await you if you give yourself a little time to string moments of awareness together, breath by breath, moment by moment. Try staying with one full in-breath as it comes in, one full out-breath as it goes out. Keeping your mind open and free for just this moment, just this breath. Abandon all ideas of getting somewhere or having anything happen. Just keep returning to the breath when the mind wanders, stringing moments of mindfulness together, breath by breath. Try it every once in a while as you listen. From Kabir. Kabir says, "Student, Tell me, what is God? He is the breath inside the breath. It helps to keep at it. As you begin befriending your breath, you see immediately that unawareness is everywhere. Your breath teaches you that not only does unawareness go with the territory, it is the territory. It does this by showing you over and over again that it's not so easy to stay with the breath even if you want to. Lots of things intrude, carry us off, prevent us from concentrating. We see that the mind has gotten cluttered over the years, like an attic with old bags and accumulated junk. Just knowing this is a big step in the right direction. You don't have to go out of your way to practice. Henry David Thoreau's 2 years at Walden Pond were above all a personal experiment in mindfulness. He chose to put his life on the line in order to revel in the wonder and simplicity of present moments. But you don't have to go out of your way or find someplace special to practice mindfulness. It's sufficient to make a little time in your life for stillness and what we call non-doing, and then tune into your breathing. All of Walden Pond is within your breath. The miracle of the changing seasons is within the breath. Your parents and your children are within the breath. Your body and your mind are within the breath. The breath is the current connecting body and mind, connecting us with our parents and our children, connecting our body with the outer world's body. It is the current of life. There are nothing but golden fish in this stream. All we need to see them clearly is the lens of awareness. From Walden, by Henry David Thoreau. Time is but the stream I go a-fishing in. I drink at it, but while I drink, I see the sandy bottom and detect how shallow it is. Its thin current slides away, but eternity remains. I would drink deeper, fish in the sky, whose bottom is pebbly with stars. And also from Walden. In eternity there is indeed something true and sublime. But all these times and places and occasions are now and here. God himself culminates in the present moment and will never be more divine in the lapse of all the ages.